Yesterday I talked about how the beliefs of our own possibility are a reflection of a kind of fitness, our self-authoring fitness. The belief is an expectation, similar to how a weightlifter might anticipate whether they could lift a particular barbell. Their expectation or belief is based upon their previous experience. But whether they believe they can lift it now or not, they know that if they practice, they can build their strength. A habit or practice of any sort operates on exactly the same basis. We build our self-authoring fitness by practicing, and the more effort we put into our practice, the fitter and stronger we get. No matter what your current commitment to your practice is, in other words, how frequently or for how long, or how successfully you're sticking to it, if you practice, you'll get stronger. You'll develop your self-authoring fitness. But here's the part where it gets pretty magic. Self-authoring fitness is not practice specific. In other words, the fitness and strength that's developed in one's practice can be applied anywhere in your life. This means that when your self-authoring fitness is increased, your capacity to make and keep commitments to whatever is important to you is increased across the board. Also, when a weightlifter develops strength or a runner develops stamina, they're both building a kind of fitness, and this extra capability enables them to take on bigger challenges. When a person develops their self-authoring fitness, it also enables them to take on bigger challenges. But what's being taken on is not a weight or a marathon, but rather your larger aspirations. This is not some sort of Tony Robbins-style motivation speak. It's simple logic. And to my mind, self-authoring fitness is the most essential capability of being able to live a life in which we flourish. And it starts with your practice. Every day you keep your word to your commitment you made to yourself in your practice, you're not only bringing the benefits of the practice into your life, the sense of well-being, the greater productivity, the body that you feel prouder of, the skill or craft that you're learning, or whatever it is that sparked your participation in this program in the first place, but you're also strengthening your self-belief and your overall capacity to flourish. And it starts with that thing that sounds simple but is so difficult, keeping your commitment to your practice. And that in turn includes that simple little moment when our grunt is called into action and learning how to and developing our capacity to meet that moment so we can make the changes we want to see in our world. I'll leave you with a quote that speaks to this from a guy called John Bennett and could have just as possibly be said by Sir Isaac Newton. Change can only be proportionate to the amount of force which we put into it. Have a good practice.